Hello my loves, welcome back to You Manifested That podcast. My name is Pauline Lejuste and I am a mindset and manifestation expert. I am here to unbrainwash you and help you break free from all limited systems holding you back from creating the life you want. By using psychology, mindset reprogramming, intuition, energy work and behavior change. So thank you so much for listening to me and following me. I'm gonna ask you to leave me a 5-star review comment because it's helping me as a content creator to be more visible and help more people. So thank you so much for doing that. And let's dive deep. So in today's episode, I'm gonna talk about cord cutting. And this is very, very important. Cord cutting is all about how you can cut unhealthy connections that you have with people or situations. Okay, so cord cutting is the act of literally cutting unhealthy energetic ties that exist between you and another person with whom you have a connection, with whom you share a connection. So cord cutting can be used to detach energetic links from unhealthy connections that you have with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, people in general, your friends, your family members, your partner, your coworkers, your neighbors, even your boss, especially your boss, your work environment, situations, and even past events, okay? Time doesn't matter, okay? If it's past, present, it's the same. So in fact, cord cutting is for all the things that are currently haunting you. And it's crazy because it's invisible. But you really have a bond, a connection with the people and with the situations around you, okay? So this is energy. I need you to understand that. And nobody realizes, but any interaction that you have with someone, okay? Any discussion, an email you receive, a message, okay? Something on Instagram, any touch if you are like holding hand with someone, any hug you have with someone, any eye contact, there is a transfer of energy between you and this person. On social media, when you watch a video, when you watch reels randomly on TikTok, when you look at pictures of people, when you stalk someone, because I know you stalk people. Hi stalkers, I see you. When you check a profile on social media, you connect to the energy of the person you are checking in. It's really important for you to understand that. And this is why sometimes you can feel good and uplifted when you are checking someone's picture or whatever. And other times you feel like shit and you feel drained. You never ask yourself why you feel like that? I'm gonna answer that. If you feel like shit and drained, know that energy moves all the time, okay? It's not stagnant. Energy is always in constant movement. And if you feel shit and drained when you check at someone, picture or whatever, it's not because you feel bad with someone that means this person is a bad person, okay? It just means that when you check the video, the picture, the story, you don't vibrate with them and something is not compatible with you at this exact moment. You are not compatible in the energy, okay? But listen to that. If this incompatibility persists, if you feel really bad when you hang out around someone, when you speak with someone, when you check them on social media, stay away from this person, okay? Because there is something not compatible and there is something not good for you, and you need to listen to that, okay? Don't go into that direction if there is repetition, okay? You need to understand the patterns. So you're always sharing energy with people, okay? This is why it's very important when you come back from crowded places or even work, if you were at a festival or whatever, you are with people, it's good to take a shower because you clean your energy, okay? You refresh yourself and you remove anything, you know? But also remove your clothes, walk naked around your house. No, I'm kidding. Remove your clothes, change your clothes, okay? To have like a good refresh and come back into your power and your energy, okay? It's very important to do that. So let's get back to the cord cutting. So sometimes you can't detach yourself from people and situations. You know, even if you take this shower and remove your clothes and change your clothes when you're in your home, you still feel tension, a connection, something, you know, draining you. And it's not, you don't feel good, basically. And when you can't detach yourself from people or situations, you're going to think and talk about this person all the time. Or maybe you're not going to sleep at night. You can have nightmares. You can even be sick from it. You know, when sometimes you have migraines or headaches, you are upset because of something that happened. Why? Because the body, listen to that, the body always speaks what the words don't say. So these toxic connections, they can eat you from the inside. And sometimes it's unconscious. You don't even realize it. I remember that I was hooked for a long time. I remember being connected to people and situations from the past that lasted for months and even years. And sometimes I have little ghosts that come back, and I think everyone has ghosts from the past, but people just don't talk about it, right? Because we are programmed to keep everything inside, to not share, okay? This is really wrong. And this is why cord cutting is really efficient with that and can help you. When you don't have anyone to talk about it, cord cutting is there, okay? When you do cord cutting with someone, you need to know that you don't cut the relationship, okay? You don't remove people from your life forever. No, 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 no. When you do cord cutting, you cut what is toxic. That means you clean. You clean all the shit, okay? So it's safe to do it with anyone. When a relationship or a situation becomes hurtful or very toxic, unhealthy, so what do? We don't stay there. We don't stay here without doing anything, right? We must clean the energy between us and the other person or the situation. It's for your sanity, you know, it's for your mental, physical and emotional health, okay? Because the link that you have with this connection person is draining you. It's draining your energy, it's draining your creativity, it's blocking things from entering into your life, aka your manifestations. Because emotions like resentment, jealousy, fear, I also believe pain. When you feel a lot of pain, it can block your manifestations and the things you want to attract in your life. It blocks clarity. So when you use cord cutting in a safe way, you do that and you create new healthy relationship, new healthy situations for your highest good. And this is best for all the people involved in the situation. You see? You are basically cleaning your energy and your karma. It's like starting from zero again. And this is why I've created the cord cutting ritual. If you want to break free from the grip of your exes, toxic relationships, emotional traumas, romantic bonds, whatever, Anything allowing you to reclaim your power and clean your sacred energy. You can check the link below in the description. And I swear it's truly gonna help you. Thank you so much for listening. Remember that you can create a lifestyle you don't need to escape from. We're done with that. And I will see you in the next episode. Much love.